Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It is our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by Aircraft Management Group, Guardian Protection, North Country Brewing, Charles Leach Insurance, and Firehouse Subs. By the way, if you are thinking about stopping by, please do. Lunch is being served. We are grilling out. Please stop by and join us. Our picnic is presented by Saloni's Italian Bread, Firehouse Subs, a Barta Coca-Cola beverages, and Smith's Hot Dogs. And this hour is brought to you by Target Freight Management. Donnie Chedrick along with Doran Dickerson and Jason Mackey as we take you from 12 until 2. And we have a big guest right off the top, fellas. It is the big fella for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Paul Skeens is joining us on the fan hotline. And Jason, I'm going to let you lead off with the big man because you're the guy who made this happen. So you can start it, and we'll do a little three-man weave here.
All right. Well, it's all about him. What a gesture by Paul Skeens to come on and participate with this, not out of character from people who have seen him. Paul, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Really, really appreciate you doing this. I know we talked last night at the ballpark, and you said you put firefighters and first responders kind of in the same category as military personnel, soldiers. Why is that? What's your thought process there?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, all those folks are volunteering and putting their lives on the line to help the greater good. So the military, I think a large portion of the time, you don't see what they're doing because they're overseas, but firefighters and police officers, medical, you know, first responders, they're all acting every day to help people that are, you know, within our community and make a difference here in the community. So absolutely need to help them as much as we can.
Paul, you have two uncles in the Navy, one in the Coast Guard. Is that initially why you wanted to join the military? Were they a reason for inspiration to want to serve your country? And if that is so or not so, what did you learn from the military in your time in the service that you can apply to baseball?
Yeah, I mean, my initial goal was to go to the Naval Academy because my two uncles who went there and obviously went to the Air Force Academy for a couple years because I thought there was a better fit. But there are a lot of things. I think I've gotten asked this before, and my, you know, stock answer for it is basically that it's easier to say what doesn't help me in baseball rather than what does, just because of how much of an impact the military has had on me. So I think the biggest thing, though, is, you know, recognizing that when we're out there, you know, giving up a leadoff double or a home run or whatever it is, it's just baseball. Just realizing that it's really not that important in the grand scheme of things, and helping to keep everything in perspective.
Paul, what does it mean to you about giving back and more specifically helping out first responders, whether it be military or, you know, like we are out here today with local volunteer fire departments?
I mean, it's huge. Like I said earlier, these firefighters and other first responders are doing everything they can and putting their lives on the line and their well-being, their families, everything for our community. And it's, in my opinion, a more direct and more personal sacifice in some ways. So we can't ever repay everything that they're doing. At the end of the day, they're volunteering to do what they do and put themselves in harm's way, and we have to support them.
Paul, I know you've flown in fighter jets. In San Diego, you guys visited the Naval Air Station in North Island. One, how was that? But two, driving a fire truck, is that ever something you think you could do, would do, would want to do? Where are you with that?
I was lucky enough last year to get in a fire truck, and they let me, you know, honk the horn and all that, but didn't let me drive. I can't imagine why. So flying is obviously I'd like to think so. Flying is obviously a unique set of challenges. I think driving my truck to the field is hard enough, so I'll stick with that rather than trying to drive a fire truck.
Paul, we've all seen your game day routine. It's fantastic. The way you get ready for a game, all the different things you do. You throw a football around, which is something I personally like. But what's your routine like before that? Like, you're driving down to the stadium, to PNC Park. Like, what are you listening to whenever you wake up in the morning? What do you eat? Like, how do you get yourself ready to get ready for a baseball game?
Yeah, I'm a pretty boring guy. I do pretty much this. If it were up to me, I'd do the same thing every day. And I would love it. And I know a lot of people aren't that way. Pretty much eat the same thing every day for breakfast, you know, a few eggs and a bagel or something like that. But get to the field, and, you know, today is 2 days post-start. It's, like I said, it's the same thing every time through. So 2 days post-start, I'll throw and I'll lift today. And tomorrow I'll throw a bullpen and I'll lift. And then the day before my start, I'll play catch and I'll lift. So it's the same thing every time. You know, finding confidence and a routine and you know, just being prepared by basically doing the same thing every time. So it's boring, but I love it.
What kind of stuff is on that that lift playlist? Is it any different from the pregame playlist?
Man, it's all over the place. Depends what mood I'm in. There's some days where I show up and I do just absolutely don't want to do the work, but you have to. So I'll listen to something, you know, a little more easygoing to kind of get my mood up during the lift. But a lot of the times it's audiobooks or podcasts or something like that. Kind of to get the mind working a little bit, but there's not one thing that I fall back to every single day. It's kind of all over the place.
Hey, Paul, last night Mike Burrows was awesome. Braxton Ashcraft comes in there, and he's been really, really good since he's come up. Bubba's going to be here soon. Obviously yourself, you know, Jared, when he gets back. But how exciting is it for you to be a part of a pitching staff with so many young, dynamic arms? And you guys are all good people, too, and you're kind of similar personalities that you want to attack hitters. But how much fun is that to be a part of?
Yeah, it's great. And to be honest, I'm probably the newest out of all those guys. Bubba got drafted the year before me. Burrows has been around, and Ashcraft has been around for a little bit. You can throw Kyle Nicholas in there, too. They've all been together for a long time. And so they came up together. They've worked together. They, you know, have put everything they have into this game together through low A, high A, double A, triple A. And now they're all doing it in the big leagues. It's really cool to watch. And like you said, I think we all attack hitters very similarly. So yesterday was good to see for Mike and for Braxton. And man, it's just the start. It's gonna be fun to watch. Obviously with Bubba coming up soon and probably a couple other guys coming. It's you know, it's gonna be dynamic and it's gonna be fun to watch and fun to be a part of.
Paul, whenever we watch you and, you know, people of the city of Pittsburgh and, you know, obviously outside of Pittsburgh, whenever we watch you pitch, you make it look very easy. But a lot of us know that it's not easy. It's not easy to be a dynamic, dominant major league pitcher. How was that transition from LSU to major leagues, to the Major League Baseball? Was it difficult at first? Was there any anxiety? Was there, you know, anything go through your mind that was different than college from whenever you got to the Pirates?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a different game. I actually watched some college baseball for the first time this year, this weekend, watching some regional play. And it's just it reminded me how different the games are. It's almost a completely different sport. So I was lucky to have, you know, a major league pitching coach at LSU who told us basically how it was going to be. He taught us obviously how to pitch in college, but you know, gave us his thoughts and his opinions on what it was going to be like to pitch in a major league. So I held on to that from a pretty early time period. And then, you know, the nice thing is when I got out of LSU, I got to pitch in pro ball after that, which kind of accelerated all of it. And then, being able to trust guys like, Yaz and Joey and Henry, and Endy also that were around last year in spring training, during the season last year, and then, you know, into this year, I think they helped me learn very quickly, not so much, you know, doing anything different really, but just how to use my stuff and how to approach hitters, because it's just a completely different game, than in college. So, I, you know, as much as you guys see the product on the field with me, it's taken a lot of outside help, you know, from within the organization. That, you know, it takes a village, and I think we were able to make adjustments very quickly because of that.
Do you miss hitting? Do you miss catching at all?
I miss catching more than I miss hitting. Yeah, I think it's the aspect of just getting hitters out. Hitting, my body never felt as good when I was hitting and pitching and catching as it does now when I'm just pitching. So I'm happy with where I'm at, but I do miss catching and calling games and feeling strikes and all that that I just don't get to do anymore, basically.
Paul, I want to ask about the big Pat McAfee event that was a little bit over a month ago. You got called out there. Fans were going crazy for you, but you're out there in some rarefied air. I mean, you're with Big Ben, you're with the Penguins' Big Three, and then you had to do that challenge where you threw a football. What was that whole experience like, and did you feel pressure when you had to make that toss?
Oh, man, it was unbelievable. That was the first time I had met Big Ben and Sydney. I'm hanging out, you know, backstage with them and kind of just picking their brains about, because they've obviously been in Pittsburgh forever and they've won here. You know, the fan base that was at that event, obviously knows those guys, you know, more than they know me too. So it felt, it was probably a little bit of like imposter syndrome. Like, what am I doing here? At the time I hadn't even been in Pittsburgh for a year. So I'm like, you know, why am I here with these guys who have been here for 20 plus years? And so it was an unbelievable opportunity to just obviously, you know, do the event with them, but more than anything, just like speak with them and get to know them. And obviously missed the two throws, but it is what it is. I like to think of it as, I say, Pat McAfee $1 million, but I was trying to make the, I was trying to make the throws. I was trying really hard and I just missed. So whatever.
So speaking of money, Paul, and this we'll wrap. I have one more question, but I want to give you an opportunity to talk about it. You're not just calling in; you're contributing. I know this is an important cause to you. You're signing some balls. You're also donating. Do you want to say it? Do you want me to say it? I want to make sure people know that how much you care about this.
Yeah, I mean, donating $1,000. I think it's a really important event, what you're doing. Obviously the support for the firefighters is the most important thing. So like I said, we can never do enough. So just really want to contribute in some way.
Good stuff, man.
That's awesome.
We love having you here. Thank you so much for doing this. You're also signing some balls that people are going to have an opportunity to win, believe in the 3 o'clock hour, the 7 o'clock hour, and then wrapping up. But I just have one question, Paul, because I understand this pretty good talking to you about it. Maybe people need to hear it again. I think they probably do. But about winning here and believing you guys can win and you being happy here and enjoying your time in Pittsburgh. I know you've said versions of it before, but how do you look at the Pirates, the ability to win here, what this city can do, what it can mean for you? Just what's your lens on that gobbledygook of a question?
Yeah, I mean, I don't put much stock into losing games by one run. It's still a loss, you know. It still shows up as 0-1, but you look at the roster, you look at the makeup of our team, and you look at some teams that are, you know, kind of similar to us in years prior. We're losing a fair amount of games, or we've lost a fair amount of games last year and this year by one run, which, you know, is just, hey, we're not doing enough to pull these games out, but we're close. I really believe that, and you know, there's going to be some changes that have to happen for us to pull out those games. But you start winning, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 one-run games, you know, in a 2-week span, you know, 3-week span, whatever it is, then the records start showing up a little bit different, and then who knows, you know, come July we're buyers, not sellers, and you know, whatever it is. But I do believe that we're close. I enjoy it here. I know a lot of other guys on the team really enjoy it here, and we just have to, you know, get back to doing what we're good at, you know, now and in the future. And I mean, the fans show up when we're winning. It's a great place to play. I've gotten to play at most of the parks around the league now, and I don't think, you know, I think back to June and July of last year when we were rolling and the fans were showing up every game, making a lot of noise and giving us a lot of support. And that was probably the most electric atmosphere I've played in since I've been in the big league. So I don't blame fans for not coming when we're not playing well. If I were a fan and you know, the team's sucking, I probably wouldn't show up either. So it's on us to change that, but we're close. I do believe that, and when we do start winning, it's a really fun time for us.
Paul Skeens, thank you so much, man. I'll see you soon. Can't verbalize enough how much this means to people.
Yeah, thank you very much. Glad we're doing some good.
Thanks, Paul. Guys, I put out a little challenge. That was awesome, by the way. Yep. Thank you, cool. Jason.
Yeah, thanks,
because
Jason.
I know
great.
That you did some groundwork there to make that happen. Getting
it's
to talk
Paul.
To Paul Skeens.
All Paul.
I want to walk in fire gear, and my little way of, I guess, enticing people to help us out here. I said for every $1,000 that gets added from the time we started at noon until 2, I would do a mile on their treadmill in there. I mean, because they got a full gym. It's awesome.
So did Skeens just buy you a mile?
I think he may have.
Yes.
I think he may have. And, like, we're going to check the board later on. And if you can't stop by to see us, you can text your donation. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456, courtesy of Don's Appliances. Or you can donate online at 937thefan.com. And speaking of Don's Appliances, we have one of their folks here now, their marketing manager, Molly Hillebrand. Thankful for her joining us here at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Molly, how are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having me. Excited to support such an awesome campaign with the Fan here at the Upper St. Clair Fire Department.
What is something that people might not know about Don's Appliances that you would just love to get out there? You know, just some community involvement you may have or some of the services that you guys offer?
Yeah, so we offer sales, service, delivery, and installation. And actually, we were founded right up the street here in Upper St. Clair, right in Norman Center. So it's perfectly fitting that we're right here at the Upper St. Clair Fire Department. And my grandfather, Don, actually started the company in 1971. So we've been involved in the community since then and continue to support local organizations as such, like these.
What inspired Dawn's Appliances to get involved with the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon?
Yeah, I think last year, due to some other community involvement that we did have, I wasn't able to support, but I saw the community involvement across, obviously, social media, and we listened to the fan all the time at the office. So I knew that as we wanted to support this year, and obviously we had the opportunity to do so, and as the text to donate sponsor, it was the perfect timing.
That's awesome. With Dawn's Appliance being locally owned, not every you don't always see businesses like that, right? Like, I think we all look at them in a special way, too. You pass that down. How much does that mean to you to be a part of that?
I think it's awesome. Obviously, my grandfather started it, so continuing that legacy through our family is awesome. And to support the community that all of our employees live in, I think, is awesome as well.
Is there, like, a community budget that you guys have for events like this, like for donations and sort of like a donation that you give to each thing that you're involved in?
We don't have a set budget. It's just obviously where we are for the year. Obviously, if sales are up, we can continue to donate. And obviously, we're so happy this year to be able to support $5,000 towards this event. And so, yeah.
They're racking up the miles on me, boys.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. There's six. There's
Molly,
six.
I hope you brought a change of clothes.
I was listening before, I'm like, man, I got 5 miles on you now.
I got a change of clothes. I got a towel because they got showers back there. I'm going to be all set. Molly, thank you so much for hopping on with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Anyone else who stops by and gets to see us, they get three raffle tickets, good for gift cards to Mike's Beer Bar, Lamont gift cards, and parking gift cards to Globe Parking. You can also join the conversation, as always, at 412-928-9370. Our fan text line at that same number, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. More from the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon up next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, brought to you by Aircraft Management Group, Guardian Protection, North Country Viewing, Charles Leach Insurance, and Firehouse Subs. This hour is brought to you by Target Freight Management. Donnie Chedrick, Doran Dickerson, Jason Mackey just got to be joined by Paul Skeens. That was awesome. Got to be joined by some folks at Don's Appliances. That was also awesome. And some generous donations made. And, of course, maybe the most generous ones getting made the hour that I say that I'll walk a mile for every 1,000 that gets put out there. And we get a quick 6K put up on the board.
I'm worried about you, man. I ain't going to lie. I mean, you're looking svelte. You're looking in shape. Obviously, Awaken 180 has done great for you. But, I mean, 6 miles in gear. Like, when's the last time you walked 6 miles or ran or jogged 6 miles?
I mean,
just regular clothes.
I do run and walk pretty regularly. So, I mean, I'm
6 miles?
Not that far.
Not in firefighting equipment either.
Yeah,
I don't think. Oh, boy. This is great.
Yeah. Luckily, we do have a change of clothes and we have the shower. We have the full facilities here because I'm certainly going to need it. By the way, checking that Guardian Protection tote board for an update, we are at $21,200 through 12:30, so we are off and running here with nearly the full 26.2 hours to go since this started at 8 this morning. And guys, before we're joined by our next friend here, the chat with Paul Skeens, which Jason, again, a great job of you setting that all up because that was awesome. Some really good stuff there, though, at the same time from Paul about how the career is going in Pittsburgh.
Wow, man. Wow. And I've heard Paul talk a lot, and that was striking. That was good stuff. I loved him talking about his process to get ready, like the getting ready to get ready. We all see the stuff in the bullpen. And he is a basic person. Like, you know, and I mean that complimentary. He wants to win. He wants to do the same things over and over again. Like, all of this flash around Paul, and it's great, but like he just wants to compete. He wants to beat the dude in front of him. He wants to win, and that's at the root of it. So I love that. The McAfee thing, I thought that was interesting. You know, him saying he wished he would have cost Pat some money. But I say this with people, and I understand people hear me say it, and it might be easy to dismiss. I'm telling you, it's legitimate. Like, Paul Skeens likes it here. He knows what he can have here. He knows what it can mean for him. He and his buddies are all cut from the same cloth. Like, they realize what they can do for a city by pitching and playing well. And, you know, I hope it happens because the city will be a heck of a lot better place for it if that, you know, PNC Park is home to winning baseball.
We all love athletes and just anybody, really, in general, that is honest. And you could tell that they're honest. And Paul has been honest ever since he's really stepped foot here in Pittsburgh. Yep. You know, and obviously, you know, young athletes and superstar athletes, they're prepped on how to, you know, handle the media and talk and say what words to say, how to get in and out of things. That interview that we just did, he was purely honest. And that's what I love about it. Like, that's what I love about
him.
But
not honest because he's, like, uncomfortable. It's because he's mature and knows how to articulate his thought.
He knows what everybody's feeling, too. Yep. So he's not going to beat around the bush and be like, look, like, yeah, we're gonna win games. We're going to go on a streak here. You know, the athletes talk like that. Like, we're still in it. I mean, that reminds me, Russell Wilson's a guy that pops in my mind that would do stuff like that.
Yep.
Paul was like, listen, I wouldn't show up if we weren't doing well either. That's the stuff that I love.
I think there's something to be said, too, when Jason, you brought up all of the other guys in the organization, all the other young pitchers, you know, and you can list them off because the Pirates do have a plenty at that spot. There's something to be said about a group having the mindfulness and the thought process of we can be the guys that actually do something special here. Like, yeah, there may be greener pastures in New York or Los Angeles, but you know, we can be a group of guys that get remembered like heroes here. I mean, and I'm sure it's not lost on somebody like Paul Skeens.
And it helps their value on the other side, too. Like, I guarantee you they're not thinking about that, but, like, it helps everybody when you win.
Right.
Everybody gets paid. Everybody has fun.
Yep.
Just win.
I'm sure it's not lost on somebody like Paul either that the last Pirate, or, you know, that last set of Pirates teams that made the playoffs, 13 through 15, those guys didn't even win a full series, and they are still remembered like gods. I mean, I love all three of those teams. They were the first set of teams I got to see make the playoffs in my life. Those guys will be remembered forever by Pirates fans because what they got to accomplish. I feel like a player like that, and he spoke about it before the season, like, yeah, I want to do more than just that. Like, he knows how heralded he'll be remembered here if they can do something truly special.
Well, whenever you win a championship, it doesn't matter what level. It could be high school, college, or pro. Like, you know that feeling. Or even get to a championship. Like, you know that feeling. And Paul Skeens has been in that position before. And you know what it takes. You know what it takes whenever you get close and lose. You know what it takes whenever you win. And that feeling never goes away with a you know, as an athlete. It doesn't. Like, if you're competing at every level, that feeling of winning and having that experience of winning never goes away. So, you know, he obviously sees something.
Yeah.
Like, he sees something that, you know, is positive.
And you know what else I like, guys? He's a good person.
Yeah.
He's a genuinely good person. Like, when I brought up this idea, thrilled to participate. This means a ton to him. This isn't some, PR thing. I'm going to sign a ball, go away. Like, genuinely excited to do this and raise money and be a part of something because it matters to him. I've met Paul's parents. I've met Livy. I've met, you know, talked to Paul a lot. Like, been around a lot of the same people Paul is. I mean, it ain't fake. He's a good dude, and he deserves to have this come out working positively, and it's great for me to be able to showcase how much he genuinely cares about the community through events like this.
It's also wild, too. So many people will bring up Livy and, you know, how influential she is in 2025 and how, like, oh, I mean, you know, he does that photo shoot for GQ and people are like, oh, Paul, he's already getting Hollywooded up and, you know, they're going to try to get him out of here. He just doesn't seem like that type of cat, though.
No. I'm surprised he did the photo shoot and he knew he was going to hear about that. He does not seek that stuff out, man. It comes to him because he's good and because he pitches well, but that's not his bag, man. He wants to pitch and compete and beat the guy in front of him. I love that about him.
He could truly go down, and it might not take all that much. I know that it was something that Pony threw out there immediately, and you know that he certainly has no shortage of hyperbole, but when he said that Paul Skeens will be the best Pirates pitcher ever, I mean, he could hit that pretty quickly. And, like, he could do it. If he does go elsewhere, he could do it in the 5-year time span or however much time he has. It won't take a ton. Not that there aren't great pitchers that have pitched here. He's just that good.
Could you imagine, like, honestly, like, and all of us played baseball in some form or fashion, and you obviously played in college, Mackie, like, just walking up to the plate and knowing that's what you're facing.
I'd turn around and walk back.
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, you know, I watch some of these baseball players that make a lot of money just have absolutely no clue what to do at the plate. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
He would have to be one of the most terrifying guys to face.
Especially up high on that mound, too. I mean, he's every bit of 6'5", 6'6". I mean, on the mound, what is he?
Well, because he's not just a thrower either.
Right.
Like, you know, he can pop 98, 99, 100, whatever, but he's throwing 6 pitches intelligently. So, I mean, that's what I love about him, too. Like, he's tinkering. He's learning stuff. He's not just blowing heat past guys. You know, he understands what it means to pitch. And, obviously, all of us and most of Major League Baseball doesn't have a very good chance of facing him. I wouldn't want to do it. But I have so much admiration for somebody who's not content. Like, oh, I do this well, so I'm just going to keep doing this, mm-hmm. and this is fun. Like, no. He wants more. He wants to mess with this pitch. He feels creative about this. Oh, what if I try this grip? Just great stuff.
So that's something else, too, and we're going to be joined by one of our friends at Target Freight Management momentarily. The mindset that he had going into this season, after running away with Rookie of the Year, he was already a finalist for National League Cy Young last year, and he immediately thought, how can I make my game better? Not, okay, I'm going to rest on my laurels. I'm already pretty good, so yeah, I'll get a little bit better naturally. He immediately looked for something else to kind of change the way he plays. Like, he has the mindset of, like, all-time great athletes. Sidney Crosby, Tom Brady. Like, that's the type of stuff they were always thinking about.
I mean, the consistency, you know, even the little things. You're absolutely right, Donnie. The little things of, like, what he said, like, it's pretty bland what I do, but it's the same all the time. Like, that's exactly what
That's what makes you great.
That's what
right?
makes you great. But, and I wanted to get in the question, like, do you get tired of it? Because a lot of athletes are honest, like, yeah. Like, I remember asking Tom Brady, like, do you get tired of doing the same thing every day? He's like, absolutely, but I have to do it.
Yeah.
I have to do it.
Well, he said that, too.
Yeah.
Like, what? Sometimes you come to the field and you don't want to do it.
Right.
But, I mean, what makes Paul Skeens Paul Skeens and us sitting at a radio table, you excluded, Doran, because you did this. they do it anyway.
Right.
You find a way to do it anyway.
It's a mindset.
Right.
It's a mindset. People think about the physical nature of athletes, and a guy like Paul Skene's throwing 100 miles per hour, and we talk about the different grips and different pitches he does, but it's all mindset. And the military question was, you know, that has to be a great foundation for somebody like Paul Skene's. Obviously, he did allude to it, to take over to sports, because sports is almost a military mindset. Now, that's obviously on the bigger scale of, like, real things going on that you have to do in the military.
Sure.
But it's the mindset of having to wake up every day and know that you have to execute a task. And you have to do it the same every day. Or if you don't, you won't do it. You won't get it done.
Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And as we mentioned, this hour of the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is brought to you by Target Freight Management. We are joined by the CEO of Target Freight Management right now on 93.7 The Fan, Mr. Mike Wagner. Mike, first off, how you doing? And tell us a little bit about what you guys do with TFM.
Thanks for having me today. I actually just got back from Aruba with my kids on vacation.
Ooh, you got a nice tan.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Target Freight Management, we're a third-party logistics company. We specialize in renegotiating freight contracts for small to mid-sized manufacturers. Started the company back in 2009, turned 16 this year. Really based around the LTL market is where we started. Got three software patents.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
As it comes around pricing and really how the industry's evolved in the pricing, and the company's just, you know, grown exponentially over the years. We're actually going to probably negotiate over $100 million in freight this year.
Wow.
And manage overall about $1.1 billion overall on the freight broad payment side and things like that. So I built it from scratch in the back of a car wash down in South Park in 2009. So it's been an interesting run, that's for sure.
What made you want to start your own company?
I really don't like working for other people. I worked in the industry. I started FedEx when I was 21 years old loading trucks. Got to fly in the back of a FedEx plane before 9/11 and see the sort down in Memphis, and it kind of blew my mind. When you think about freight moving from L.A. to Pittsburgh overnight and getting there by 10:30 in the morning, it was just something that was, you know, just unbelievable to see. And I knew I wanted to stay in that business, and I found a niche, and I've been doing it my entire life. I've actually been doing it for 25 years now overall, which is kind of crazy.
Wow. Hang on. You started it in the back of a car wash in South Park?
The Payless Express car wash on Broadway Road.
Yes.
It was owned by my former business partner, Mark Raymond, who now owns Park Social. And he's made a donation today as well. But yeah, there was two offices in the back of a car wash, and I started it in one of them.
That's incredible.
We were there for about 3 months, and we moved to the Gitnick building right up the street on the corner, the white building. We were there for about 8 months, and then Mark decided to just rip the car wash apart, and we made it our headquarters in 2010. So, yeah, it was kind of crazy. It was
unbelievable.
Definitely a little daunting, a little scary at times, but, you know, and I'm a Brookline kid. I wanted to get out there and make it, and, you know, you got to go for it if you want it.
Brookline. So, yes.
Yeah.
Brookline. Play baseball?
I played at Seton LaSalle.
Nice.
I also coached baseball at Seton LaSalle for 4 years.
Yeah.
Both my kids went to Seton LaSalle. They're both D1 athletes. Daughter was Gatorade Player of the Year in 2018 for softball.
No way.
Yeah, went to Oregon for 3 years, then UNC Charlotte. She was actually number two on SportsCenter Top 10 a couple years ago.
So wow.
Robbed
about
a home
this?
Run, yeah. And now she coaches at Abilene Christian University in Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So my son played at IMG his senior year. And then he went to St. Pete Junior College for 2 years, hit 370 down there. Transferred to Hawaii, didn't like it. And now he's actually coaching with my daughter at ACU. He goes to school down there. But I dragged him to softball fields for years. He loves it. He can actually throw a softball 72 miles an hour underhand. So he does all, like, the BPs, the team manager. He throws the pitches. He calls pitches. He loves it. I've been coaching my whole life. Obviously, it's in their blood. So it's interesting to watch and see where they go from here.
We just got done talking about how terrifying it has to be to – face Paul Skeens. Somebody that can whiz a softball though at like 75 miles per hour.
That's darn close,
because
man.
Because how close is the mound for that?
It's 43 feet.
Yeah.
So Pickens,
I wouldn't even see it.
Pickens from Tennessee, if you've been watching the College World Series at all, which is an amazing watch. My daughter got to coach her 1 year out in Colorado for travel. She just threw the fastest softball ever in a game. It was 79.2 miles an hour. So the equivalent is you add 30 miles an hour. It's 109 miles an hour. And those girls turn on it all day long and every day. It's incredible. And I think that's why it's such a great game to watch. You know, I coached baseball for years. I played baseball. And I remember I was watching my son's first game at IMG. And I called my ex-wife and I was like, how do you do this? She goes, what do you mean? How do you watch baseball? Like, this is tough.
Yeah.
You know, coaching was great. Playing was great. But it was hard sitting in the stands waiting for my son to come up every three innings to hit, because I'd been so used to being on the field coaching. So it was a very different feeling, but watching softball is one of the greatest sports to watch. Third most watched NCAA sport. A lot of people don't know that. It's got a huge backing, huge following, and you know it's just a great sport. I'm glad my kids are both involved in it.
We got Mike Wagner with us, the CEO of Target Freight Management. Mike, for you, for your company, why is it so important to give back to, you know, the local first responders, police departments, fire departments like this?
You know, we've been really big on it in the last few years. I shared some numbers with Dan Zangrilli. You know, we've donated quite a few AEDs to both the South Park Police and the South Park Fire Department. Ted Hill, who actually used to run one of those departments, actually is the chief here now. I didn't even know that. I saw him today. We've also donated a Can-Am Maverick with kind of like a, you know, an ambulance board on the back to the Broughton Fire Department. I also donated a motorcycle to Peters Police Department over the years. So we've donated over $60,000 to some of the local departments in the last 10, 15 years while we were in business. It's just important to give back. You know, you got to give back to your community. There's so many small businesses out there around in Pittsburgh. We're such a tight community. You got to help. You know, it's just part of who we are as a city.
That's awesome. And another very generous donation from you guys today that everybody will appreciate.
Yeah, so I'm donating $5,000 from Target Freight Management myself. I also raised $3,000 from my buddy Joe Calloway, who runs RE360. He's been a huge guy up in the Allentown area, revitalizing that whole area. Andy DeSilva, who owns Farrell Finch, local consulting company, is donating $2,000. And then Mark Raymond, who's my former business partner, who owns Mark Park Social out in South Park, is donating $1,000 as well. So we've raised $11,000 today just with a couple guys that I know. So
this is awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you, Mike.
17 miles.
Jeez. I'm going to be walking for the whole rest of this thing. Mike, thank you so much for hopping on with us, man.
Thank you for having me. Truly appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, man.
Yep.
Man, I'm going to be walking until I think my shift at midnight, if not beyond that. So good thing I have some free time here. There was also something funny that happened before we got back on air. There was a woman in an Upper St. Clair soccer shirt that popped by asking where Adam Crowley was. Doran works with him every day, and obviously the athletic prowess there is very one-sided. And we told her, Adam's doing like the
obstacle
fireman
course.
Obstacle course. And she said, Adam Crowley is doing the obstacle course.
We all looked at her like, yeah.
We have to figure out how that goes. I mean, like, walking is one thing. I probably want no part of an obstacle course. That's he's got the type of build where he can barely lift himself up.
Craig said it didn't go well.
That's stunning.
How'd Bechtel do?
That's just stunning.
Bechtel finished it over Crowley. Oh, my goodness. He's not going to hear that.
He's going to hold that one over him for a while.
Oh.
Anyone else who stops by and says hi gets 3 raffle tickets, good for a Donnie Kelly baseball, gift cards to Monticello's, a round of golf for 3 with Joe Starkey at Cedarbrook, or flowers from Oliver Flowers, and a Piata gift card. Coming up, guys, we'll again dive back into some Bucco stuff. We'll see if there's any juicy Steeler stories out there as well that maybe don't involve a potential quarterback. We'll get into that coming up in a little bit. I'll give you the 50-minute mark a little bit early here. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. The Fan 5 Alarm Marathon continues next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Stop out and get your 2025 Fan 5 Alarm t-shirt courtesy of Keystone Custom Apparel. If you can get out to see us, or if you can't get out to see us, go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com and order your shirt online. It is our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. This hour brought to you by Target Freight Management. Just had a fantastic chat with Mike Wagner, the CEO, and a very generous donation from him. Donnie Chedrick, Doran Dickerson, Jason Mackey with you until 2. And we are going to be joined here by Adam Crowley, who just went through the obstacle course in full fire gear.
He looks like he's
struggling. Part of it anyway.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I did not go through the obstacle course. I
attempted to go through.
I went through a portion of it. Austin Bechtold completed it, and I got to tell you, he said it afterwards, and it's totally how I feel. You hear the statistics, you think about, and you try to visualize what these guys do, and even that's not a real representation. And you got the gear on, and it's heavy, and you can't move your legs, and I'm weak, so I'm not the greatest, I guess, test dummy for this. But it's super hard.
Mm.
Tight spaces, turning, sweating, claustrophobic.
Wow.
And these guys, you know, that's what they really have to deal with. And he came out on the other side with a changed mindset. I didn't make it through. And so, I mean, I feel the same way. I mean, you gain a newfound respect for what these guys, they sign up to do. It was incredibly difficult. And I know it's hot out here and we're all sweating and everything. Put one of those suits on. And I was talking to a nice firefighter on the way out. They can be between 65 and 100 pounds, depending on what kind of gear. He said if you're going into high rises, you need everything. And you're going up flights and flights of stairs. I'm not embarrassed to say I went up. I mean, Austin, shoot, we went up one flight of stairs, and I was winded at the top of the stairs. So these guys are all tough as hell, brave as hell, guys and gals. And it was an awesome experience to see what they do. Seriously.
I can't wait to experience more of that. I mean, my respect for all of these people is already through the roof. But what you're talking about, Adam, is just fascinating. I mean, like, you're doing that because you're talking about that, and it's an obstacle course that was created upstairs in a building.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not something on fire. Right. And people's lives are on the line.
Right. And he said they'll even turn the lights off up there so that, I mean, you do it in the dark, but you're right. There's no smoke. I'm not actually wearing the oxygen tank. There's nothing burning. I'm not trying to save anybody. And he said when they do the test, there's about 15 minutes, and you have to do it before the oxygen runs out.
Which, really?
I mean, you think about that in a real life circumstance, and these guys, they're not getting paid to do this. These guys are
volunteer to do this.
Yes. They're going to do that for real, and they're going to get it from the dinner table with their family,
right,
where things are cozy and safe and they're air conditioning, like my ass lives every day, and they're going to go in and do that. Under their own volition, it's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly, I mean, remarkable what these guys do. Remarkable. Do you have the text number? I think a good time to give the text number.
Everybody knows the text number by now. 412-928-9370.
You should have seen your boy, too, by the way.
I'm proud of him.
He kicked ass. He
I did not expect the outcome to be Austin got through it, Crowley couldn't.
I just thought kinda, both would fail.
I mean, I don't think I could go through it.
It's the way it was described to me up there is because Austin and I both. I mean, no one likes these confined spaces, these tiny spaces, mm-hmm. maneuvering in and out, and you got all this gear on. And I said, "Get me out! I'm claustrophobic." You don't get to do that in real life. Hey, come get me out. You don't get to do that. But he said, "Yeah, nobody likes it. Nobody likes to be in cramped spaces." But you just get yourself mentally prepared to do it, which to me is super badass and really noble. And these guys who let us hang out here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.